This is the News and Talk Station of New York with Larry Kudlow.
Stop meddling with it.
Real New York, 77 WABC. Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Speaking of the economy, as we were with Kevin Hassett in these CBO budget numbers, let's turn to the Federal Reserve and interest rates and the economy. We go to John Carney, Breitbart economics and finance editor, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest. By the way, John, you did awfully well on the political panel last night. Nice work.
Thanks, Larry. Nice it was work. Really fun. I got to be with, the great Steve Forbes and Rich Lowry. It was amazing.
Mrs. Wilson. The best one, Mrs. Wilson. Actually, was in the Breitbart, did a good write-up of what you guys were saying. So, did you get the thing I sent you on the woke Taylor rule?
I did, and it makes a very good point.
Larry Lindsay.
Larry Lindsay points out that really the what the Fed should be aiming at and what traditionally they've aimed at is a much higher rate compared to where we are on inflation. And it seems like the Fed has come all the way down. Instead of adding, thinking that we should be around 2%, 2.5%, it's all the way down to 0.5. Mm-hmm. So in other words, people have too low of a nominal rate in their heads. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons the market is pricing in all of these rate cuts. And it's not going to happen. They can't bring down inflation and have that many rate cuts happen this year.
Well, I think, it's interesting, too. You made this point. Lindsay makes this point. If the Fed is so tight, then why is the economy growing in both real and nominal terms relatively rapidly?
That's right. I mean, very rapidly in both nominal and in real terms, we've seen incredible growth. We saw the real growth of 3.3%. in the fourth quarter, 4.9% in the third quarter. And yet the Fed keeps saying that the stance of monetary policy is restrictive. But you look and you say, what did you restrict? Mm. Even housing, which you think would be the number one thing that you would restrict, home prices keep rising. So it's not really being very restrictive at all. And in fact, it may actually be having the perverse effect of causing more home building, because so many people don't want to sell their homes to get a higher mortgage, that the new home market is actually doing better than anybody thought it would.
Mm. So the outlook, I'm assuming you're not changing your view. The rate cut outlook is slow. The Fed's in no rush to do anything.
That's right. And we've had several Fed speakers this week that made it very clear from the very, from the most dovish people on the Fed, frankly, the new Fed governors have come on and said, we don't think we need to rush at all. I mean, why would the Fed need to rush? It would need to rush if unemployment was rising rapidly and they wanted to try to stem a recession. Unemployment is not rising at all. We added 353,000 jobs. We're averaging, 3-month average is 286,000. Mm. There's no rush to cut rates. So why wouldn't they just sit tight, see what happens with inflation? Maybe interest rates are just right and they should hold it there. Maybe they need to go higher if inflation doesn't keep coming down. There's no need to cut now. And I don't think there will be a need to cut throughout, well into the summer. And I think they very well may discover that they probably don't need to cut at all until after the election.
Mm. I notice also in your latest digest, you're talking about Christopher Waller.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As probably the heaviest intellectual guy on the board. He was, John, he was my recommendation to President Trump in 2020. I got him through, I didn't know him. It was Jim Bullard of the St. Louis Fed, who I did know. He was also a smart guy. He's the one who called me about Waller. And then I interviewed Waller and then brought him downstairs to meet with the boss. And he's a very impressive guy, scholarly guy. He was the research guy at the St. Louis Fed, but he taught econ at Notre Dame for a whole bunch of years. And I think
he really is the most intellectually heavyweight Fed governor we've had in a long time.
Long time, yeah.
And I think actually that's one of the reasons that his views should be really closely watched, because the other people on the Federal Open Market Committee recognize him as somebody who really deeply understands monetary policy and the economy. And so that he, when they're trying to figure this stuff out, they're going to look to Waller's views. So that's why we pay a lot of attention to what he's saying. And he's done a really good job. One thing I like is that he is flexible. He's not somebody who just has one position all the time. I always want to cut, or I always want to, raise. He says, I'm looking at the economy.
All right. That's good. And he's very cautious on rate cuts right now, too.
Yes, he is.
All right. Terrific stuff. John Carney, Breitbart, we appreciate it very much.